As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, Moonday, October the 3rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always news, like to say good news, not always in the good news in the basket, however. Hard facts, no doubt about that. Workable solutions, when we can find them, where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, yeah, keep scratching your head, Bubba. You're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com, and engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, overflowing email basket that I have, at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost, like become vocal local host, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, small town America, P.O. Box 96, Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. That postal zip zone. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, Channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com. All carrying the broadcast this morning. I thank you all for doing so. Excuse me. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. As I fire up the vocal cords after a quiet weekend. Our call-in number again, 866-841-1065. You can find all of that contact information at becomevocallocal.com. And of course, all of our archives are neatly stashed away for you at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Precious metals rebound mildly as gold buyers re-enter the market. We'll talk about that briefly. Koch brothers expose occupy this Wall Street, exploiting Afghanistan, senseless work, all in the news basket today. Later in the broadcast, we get back into British banking history, Federal Reserve banking currencies, Federalist Paper number 10, John McManus, and other stuff. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. daylight, Eastern daylight. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be wild, New York City, Manhattan. Anyway, gold up $29.20 at $1,654 a troy ounce. Silver up 68 cents at $30.65. Platinum off 19 bucks at 1,504 even. And palladium off 14 bucks at $597 a troy ounce in the spot market this morning. The lows and the highs: $1,620.20 for gold, a high at $1,665.70, a $45 spread in there, quite the spread developing. At $1,654, however, your gold is up $336.60 year-to-year for a 25.53% return on your investment. Boy, if you don't like that, something bad wrong in America. The London Gold Fix this morning, the AM Price Fixers, the London Bullion Market Association, they set the price at $1,660. Went down from there, gone back up again. Well, we'll just see where it closes out later in the day. Yes, PDR Gold shares claimed this morning ostensibly to be holding 1,231.93 metric tons of gold in their electronic treasure chest. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, October the 3rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, our chat room can be found at becomevocallocal.com. Not much else on that webpage yet. Nah, it's been a long time since I've had it up there, and not doing too much with it. But the chat room is there for your use, entertainment, and educational value. 10K titles in there already dropping. Very important links. Monetary.org, HR2990. It's in there. You might want to check it out. Jump into the chat room and join the rest of the chatters this morning. The OracleBroadcasting.com homepage, of course, is the house for all of our archives. You can download your archives free of charge there. Or if you'd like to get all 650 broadcasts that we've got on disk so far, you can contact show archives, show.archives at gmail.com. Get a hold of Fritz over there. He'll send you out a 3-DVD audio set in jewel cases, including shipping for $15. 650 broadcasts. I mean, I'd dare anybody out there in the industry to match that one. Anyway, all on 3 discs, and you can share it with others, take it around in your car, and do all those sorts of things with it. Let's go back into our market report once again and review for this morning. Gold trading up 29.20 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time at $1,654 even. Silver up 68 cents at $30.65. Platinum off $19 at $1,504. And palladium off 14 at $597. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday, bloodbath, off 241, closing out at 10,913. NASDAQ Another equally sad and sorry state for them. Off 65, closing out at 24.15 in the S&P, the standard no-so-very-poor 500 index, closing down 29 at 1,131. Crude oil this morning off $1.20. Lots of red ink around here today. Crude oil off $1.20 at $78. Quite a move downward for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. And the U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 27 basis points. Yeah, that's right. Get out there and buy currency, right? 79.06 with the USD. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates for this morning in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership basket of currencies. The Canadian loonie continues to head south, unfortunately, up a basis point, but they're at 95 cents U.S., quite the reversal in the last couple of weeks. When you say the Mexican peso clawing hard, hanging on to the edge of the taco shell, just about to make new record lows here, off 11 basis points at 7 cents, but just barely so. The exchange there is 13.9149 pesos per dollar. Will it go to 6 today? Maybe. Tomorrow, we'll see. The euro this morning off 54 basis points at $1.33. The British pound off 61 at $1.55. And trading against the U.S. dollar, the Swiss franc, down another 36 basis points as the Swiss central bankers continue to get their jackboot grinding on that Swiss franc so that the people in Switzerland don't have to spend $140 for a cheese fondue. I read that article a couple of weeks ago. Wow. Anybody would want to live there right now. But it's $1.10 this morning. The bond market this morning, the U.S. Treasuries, our bonded indebtedness, the yield on the 2 year is at 0.24%. Talk about free money. 10 year at 1.87%. That's your benchmark yield on those bonds. Very low. 30 year at 2.84. The 15 year fixed rate mortgages this morning, as a result of these desperately low bond yields, moving down from 3.42% a month ago to 3.35% on the 15-year fixed rate national average. The 30-year moves down from 4.28 to 4.03%. Can't remember ever seeing mortgage markets rates or mortgage rates in America at this price. And then the monetary.org website, you might want to go up and check out on that. H.R. 2990, this is Dennis Kucinich, is the sponsor of this piece of legislation. Just keep an eye peeled on that. Jump over into the market report here this morning from Econo Day. See what's happening this week. This morning, they got the motor vehicle sales. It's kind of a consensus report out. The ISM manufacturing index will be out at 10. The construction spending will be out at 10. Perhaps we'll circle back and take a look at them tomorrow. Of course, we'll get the Goldman store sales and Redbook out, and we'll find out whether America's consumers are going to pull us out of the fire. Sarah Bloom Raskin is going to speak. Bernanke speaks tomorrow, and factory orders come out at 10, so we'll have to wait and see what the Bernanke has to say tomorrow. Mortgage purchase applications will be out on Friday, along with the Challenger job cut report, the employment report, ADP employment report. That's going to be a big one. That'll be out early on Wednesday. ISM non-manufacturing index will be out as well on Thursday of this week. The jobless claims again will be out. The 3-year note announcement, 10-year note announcement, and a long list of others, including the Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index and the EIEIO Natural Gas Report. Friday, close out the week with the employment situation, wholesale trade, and consumer credit. So it's going to be another one of those rocky road weekends. We'll just have to see how all of that goes. Motor vehicle sales, here's your consensus report this morning before the announcement. Sales of domestic light motor vehicles were essentially steady in August at 9.4 million annualized rate versus July's 9.5 million rates. We can see that it's a decline there, at least at the consensus so far. Imports posted at 2.7 million units, the same as the prior 2 months. Combined domestics and imports sold at 12.1 million units annualized in August, following 12.2 million in July and 11.6 million in June. So things are not looking terribly bad, but we'll have to wait. We're going to have to go from consensus to actual report, and this is just a consensus as we wait for the real numbers. jump over to Afghanistan out of the Bloomberg website. Afghanistan seeks investors for world-class mineral resources. You want to know why we're in Afghanistan? Well, it's the poppies, Dorothy. It's OPM, other people's money, and we're after their money, too. We're going to exploit their resources. That's why they're there. We're mapping their resources. We're going to exploit their resources. And as a result, ostensibly, I guess, Afghan's economy will go up. I guess. That's the cover story. Afghanistan's world-class mineral resources, this is written by Nicole Gouette, including rare earth elements. They're back in the news again. You know, China's got the kind of got the corner on that one. Dorothy reported on that last week. Rare earth minerals, elements, gold, iron, and copper has the potential to transform the country's economy, the U.S. Geological Survey said. That's right. We're over there mapping them right now. Afghanistan's ambassador to the U.S., Ikhlil Hakimi, said today the new survey data may help stimulate foreign investment and improve the country's security. So we take a look at that from the standpoint of what's going on in America with the foreign direct investment, and we've got foreign direct investment going into Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, and all of the other Stevie Wonder countries. Anyway, important to understand this, okay? Because the idea here is that we're going to go in and we're going to exploit their minerals and put our foreign direct investment on their soil, so it makes it a little difficult to stand on the high ground and complain when China comes in and does foreign direct investment here. But Afghanistan has modern hydrocarbon laws and mining laws favorable to investors. So I guess they're raising the flags, folks.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, when you can't steal it from your own backyard, you go to somebody else's backyard and steal it there. And that's, I guess, what we're planning on doing from a global standpoint in Afghanistan. Let's just go in there and hog out all of their resources, right? Afghanistan's ambassador to the U.S., Ikhlil Hakimi, said today the new survey data may help stimulate foreign investment and improve the country's security. I don't know how much more we can do to secure the country's security. We've got all of our security contractors in the world over there, except the ones that we've got stuck over in Iraq. Anyway, that's the story, and they're sticking to it. Afghanistan has modern hydrocarbon laws and mining laws favorable to investors, Hakimi said in an email. I believe that the key to peace in Afghanistan lies in our mineral resources because lasting security and stability is dependent on the amount of economic opportunity available to the Afghans, he said. Reading the 3x5 card that was provided to him by George Soros, the big new Brzezinski. Anyway, Hillary Clinton, yeah. The USGS used new and existing data to create detailed digital information packages of each mining area. The information will be distributed by the Afghan Ministry of Mines to companies interested in bidding for the mineral rights. The information may make bidding and operating in these areas easier and reduce investment risk, the report said. Of course, they don't mention how many Afghani companies are vying for these mineral packages? No. The mineral resources in Afghanistan have the potential to completely transform the nation's economy. Of course, they were trying to do that before we came in there, and then we put it back on the opium standard. Anyway, Regina Duby said, puffing back behind the curtain, acting director of a U.S. Defense Department task force that funded the study. Well, that tells you where the money's coming from. In a news release yesterday, the U.S. Defense Department task force that funded the study, and that's the mapping of all of Afghanistan's resources, development of those resources may help the usurper's administration and his allies build Afghanistan's economy, an initiative the U.S. says is essential to stabilizing the country and the region before U.S. forces withdraw in 2175 or at some other future century. Development of the resources is difficult and dangerous while the Taliban and its allies, the United States, are seeking to gain control of the territory. Economic future. We all recognize that Afghanistan's political future is linked to its economic future and, in fact, to the future of the entire region, said Hillary, Billary, and Nod. Well, that's that story. There's a lot more to it, but again, it's just exploiting the resources of others while we let our country go to hell in a handbasket here. Anyway, this one from the Supreme Court. If you couldn't get Sonia Sotomayor to get on this one, I don't know when she will. Supreme Court may enter 2012 election with a politicized docket. And that's right. We're supposed to have a clearly defined separation of powers. No. Greg Storr writing this one for Bloomberg. U.S. Supreme Court may be thrust into the 2012 election campaign with potential cases on the usurper's health care law, illegal immigration, and affirmative action in the term that starts today. And that's right. They've got a new term for the U.S. Supreme Court. I have some new terms for the U.S. Supreme Court, too, but I can't share them on air. The nine-month session already includes fights over police use of tracking devices and nudity on broadcast television, and review of the health care law is likely after the usurper's administration asked last week for a hearing. Yeah. The court may increase the stakes by taking up appeals that aim to limit the use of race by university admissions offices and bolster the power of states to crack down on illegal immigration. Here's the quote. This term could turn out to be one of the most momentous Supreme Court terms in decades, close quote, said Elizabeth Wydra. We always wonder Wydra, Elizabeth. Chief counsel of the Washington-based Constitutional Accountability Center. Is there still any constitutional accountability anywhere? What does this center do anyway? Give out condoms and birth control pills, which advocates for civil rights and broader federal power. My God. Broader federal power? Well, amazing. This court would probably decide the health care admissions and the immigration cases at the close of its term in late June, less than 5 months before the November election. So watch as that one comes along. Going to be a lot more discussion. It's all about campaign issues and race and ethnicity, anxiety and nervousness. Boy, their uphill battle. Yeah, there's a lot to that article. I can just let it go. Anyway, let's go to the next one. This one's rather interesting. Errors bedevil the Census Bureau in drawing the U.S. population portrait, proving once again that it is possible to be too smart to be a senseless worker. Timothy R. Homan, get down, dude. And Esme Dupree, writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg, hundreds of thousands of U.S. couples as well as Americans living beyond the age of 100 simply disappeared last year. At least they did, according to recent statistical errors by the Census Bureau. It's another good reason, you know, 101 good reasons why you drive the census workers off your front porch. Well, here's another one. The agency last week acknowledged it had overcounted same-sex households by almost 30%. I mean, you got to get them in the news there somewhere, even if you have to lie and fudge the numbers, and they did, by almost 30%. And its initial prediction for the number of centenarians fell short last month by more than 50%. Well, it's because they died, damn it. The Bureau is also facing challenges from cities claiming undercounting in last year's decennial tally, as well as criticism of its flagship annual survey. The glitches were both an embarrassment for the Bureau and a reminder of just how hard it is to get an army of temporary senseless workers, or even the agency's professionals, to capture an accurate portrait of a changing country of 308.7 million armed Americans driving senseless workers off their porches. Yes. If you don't have the number right, you can't make the right policy with the resources that you had, says Bill Sparks, the co-director of Washington-based Census Project, a nonpartisan coalition of groups advocating for a fair and accurate census. Quote, if it's a big city, we could be talking about billions of federal dollars spread over 10 years. See, the problem is those billions of federal dollars spread over 10 years. If it ain't yours, it ain't yours to give, Bubba. Anyway, they're going to give more, I suppose. Everybody wants to make sure they get theirs, and so they got to have enough lesbians, bisexuals, gays, and transvestites in order to be able to, you know, get that money. And they want that money, even if they have to fudge on the number of oddballs that we have in our society. The agency on September the 27th said the number of same-sex households grew to 646,464 in 2010 from 358,390 in 2000. Wow. Crimes against nature just exploding. Officials said they had to revise down the 2010 figure, citing flaws in the earlier count. The original count had found an increase to 901,997 from 594,391, so they were completely out to lunch on that one. Just not as popular to be queer as it used to be, I guess. Anyway, the questionnaire's layout confused some survey participants into checking the wrong sex. You imagine? I know it's really hard in America. Reading is a difficult thing, you know, since they've deliberately dumbed down to all the people. But to check on the wrong sex, you know, fill in the box. Are you a boy or a girl or are you unsure? I better go with the unsure. I'm not really sure.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, so back to this weird discussion anyway. Out of the Census Department, they say here, the questionnaire's layout confused some survey participants in checking the wrong sex. We want to get some hand mirrors and pass them out. You know, people just take a look and try and figure it out for themselves. But anyway, they might need to have extension handles, the obesity being what it is these days. They might not have seen their sexual organs in the last 12 years. No wonder they're confused. Anyway, instead, the officials at the agencies, whose overall record is generally so good that challenges to previous census counts have yielded minuscule changes to the tally. Their overall record is so good. Yeah. It looks like the census form in 2010 could have had an effect on artificially inflating the number of same-sex spouses. Jenna Napolitano, if she's on the couch for me, you'd have to check twice, right? Anyway, Martin O'Connell, chief of the Fertility and Family Statistics branch of the Bureau's Social, Economic, and Housing Statistics Division, said in a telephone interview, I mean, this is a problem. We got a division for social, economic, and housing statistics. And that's one we could act. You know, let's just save a little bit of money from the budget right there. And the corrected figures won't affect government funding because the Federal Defense of Marriage Act already prohibits extending benefits such as medical care and housing allowances to same-sex couples. Still, the mistake provided ammunition to gay marriage foes who said the smaller same-sex population should make politicians less wary about opposing such unions. You know, it's really not as big a crowd as you think, you know. Anyway, they're just more vocal, right? They get out with their little pink styrofoam things and have demonstrations. Yours to fix? Census data is the most complete measure of same-sex couples. I thought this was an article about census, but it's not. It's about gays. Researchers use it to extrapolate information such as the size of the gay community. Well, I can assure you that's it's going to continue to diminish. Fortunately, you know, they don't reproduce. Well, they do through pedophilia and other things. But said Gary Gates, a demographer at the UCLA School of Law's Williams Institute, which studies sexual orientation and gender identity law and public policy. In their spare time, they teach underwater basket weaving. Anyway, the need for accuracy is even more acute because of the limited data resources on the LGBT population, Gates said. Wow. An acronym. Well, I've heard it before. Because of the complexity of changing the forms, I mean, it's tough. It's really hard. I'm telling you, putting together a decent form, that's hard. I mean, it requires typing, thinking, critical thinking skills, you know, maybe a little bit of word processing. You have to know how to cut, copy, paste, you know, use Word and things like that. But I admit, it's probably difficult for people like this. The Census Bureau has no plans to reclassify the opposite sex couples who are initially categorized as same sex. So that they're not even going to correct their mistakes. That means about 255,000 people have disappeared from the same demographic data. Well, maybe we could get the other 350,000 of them to disappear from the demographics, then we wouldn't have to have articles like this. And legislation, overestimating the centenarians, you know, there's people over 100, they really do kind of drop like flies. The agency also overestimated the number of Americans thought to be living 100 years or longer. Are you kidding? Aspartame, chloramine in the drinking water, high fructose corn syrup. Ain't nobody living to be over 100 years in this country, honey. 6 years ago, the census predicted that the country would be home to 114,000 centenarians by 2010. Unfortunately, they died. Well, so much for predictions. I suggest that you don't get into the stock market. Anyway, it continues on. There's more. I'll just spare you that one. Let's go to the next one. Fed's Operation Twist, you know, stick the knife in your back, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, and then twist it, right, is failing to bring down unemployment in global polls. So they've been firing blanks over at the Fed Reserve. The monetary policy isn't bailing our bottoms out of this one. But Joshua Zumbrum writes this one individually. I guess he was allowed to come out to play by himself. Global investors say that Fed Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke's bond swap program, known as Operation Twist, will fail to reduce unemployment as the world's largest economy slows. Well, it's pretty much the way most of us had it figured. 78% of the respondents say the Fed's plan to replace $400 billion of short-term debt with longer-term treasuries won't create jobs for the nation's 14 million unemployed. Understand that 14 million unemployed number there is quite low, drastically low, actually. According to the quarterly Bloomberg Global Poll of 1,031 investors, analysts, and traders who are Bloomberg subscribers, quote, there's probably nothing monetary policy can do except keep the psychology of the market positive. It's all based on confidence. Remember, we've shared this many times. It's all a confidence game. Anyway, the Fed is actually trying something while the politicians are doing nothing except squabbling. So I guess even if you do something wrong, doing something is judged these days to be better than nothing. Investors are evenly divided on whether Operation Twist is a good idea or a bad one. And Bernanke remains very popular among them. I would say so. Investors have been doing right well lately, more so than other American figures such as Barry the Usurper and Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner, little Timmy, and the Pilgrims. The central bank, announcing the move last week, said it was designed to support a stronger economic recovery, and it cited significant downside risks to the outlook. Well, I guess we're going to see some of those significant downside risks. It talks about the record balance sheet. you know, learning a lot about balance sheets and income statements and ledgers and cross ledgers and off book accounts and all of these other things while I'm studying the basics and principles of accounting. 1945 out of the Noble authorship, the Noble textbook on that. It's a lot to it, by the way. There's a lot to it. I know we've got some accountants out there, probably some bookkeepers out there, and we can all nod together and go, A lot more to accounting than meets the eye. They're trying to pump air into a balloon that has a big hole in it. Well, we've talked about that one before. Let's go right on. Continuing, falling U.S. wages threaten consumer spending. You could say that this is kind of a no-brainer, but it got headline news on Bloomberg. Show Chandra and Steve Matthews collaboratively writing this one. I hope they didn't spend too long on the article. 91% of the people in the U.S. labor force have a job. That's a lie. Pretty tough to have unemployment probably pushing 20, 21, 22%, something like that, and have 91% of the people in the U.S. with a job. Of course, that doesn't count all the other people that fell off the back end of that equation, no longer qualify for unemployment, and they're just sitting out there on the dole, or worse, without any dole, not even dole bananas. And anyway, the authors here, obviously, getting off to a bad start. Unfortunately, they're quoting government statistics that claim that unemployment's around 9%, and that's just dead wrong. Go up on shadowstats.com, John Williams' website, get the real number for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. Take-home pay, adjusted for prices, fell 0.3% in August, the third decrease in 5 months, and personal income dropped for the first time in 2 years. That's a lie. The Commerce Department reported last week the declines followed news from the Census Bureau that median household income in 2010 fell to $49,445. But you can't believe that because they make horrific mistakes. They count some people twice and they can't find people over 100 years of age at all. Anyway, they can continue to hear that the lowest in more than a decade and that the poverty rate jumped to 15.1%. A 17-year high, but of course you can't trust the Census Bureau because they can't figure out who's gay and who's not. Anyway, salary and benefit growth, quote, has been going nowhere. Hell, we all knew that. Oh, well, Mark Zandi, I don't know how much he paid Bloomberg to get his name in this article. He's a chief economist at Moody's Analytics in Westchester, Pennsylvania, quote, one of the key reasons the recovery has stalled is that real incomes have fallen. Wow, Mark, help yourself to another coffee, enjoy the sweet roll, and shut up. While policymakers from the Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke to the usurper focus on cutting unemployment, stuck near or above 9% since April of 2009, the widespread stagnation in wages may offer a better explanation for the failure of economic growth to accelerate 2 years after. Well, see, it's none of this, all right? You continue to outsource and offshore all of our employment, all of our factories. You drive them away with your regulations and all of the paperwork and all of the red tape. What do you expect? You think that anybody in his right mind is going to create a new business and start hiring people with that Obamacare looming over their heads and all of the rest of the costs in there? I don't think so. Continues here. Getting squeezed. Those who are employed are worried about their income and are seeing real purchasing power get squeezed. Therefore, they're set to retrench a bit. You better believe it. You better believe it.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous sticker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we heard all about Wiener and Boner, and now we're going to talk about Cox, okay? The Koch brothers flout law with secret Iran sales. This article on Bloomberg, I draw it to your attention. I really would encourage you to get to Bloomberg's website sometime during the day and glance over this article. This article is longer than the Quran, and wow, it has a lot of information in it. Can't say that I think all of it's absolutely truthful, but nevertheless, it's got a lot of information in it. Won't be able to share it all with you. Koch Brothers Flout Law with Secret Iran Sales by Ashlyn Loader and David Evans. This is quite the expose. I'll just give you a taste. In May of 2008, a Koch Industries Incorporated, one of the largest privately held companies, sent Ludmila Ergorova Fenernins, its newly hired compliance officer and ethics manager, to investigate the management of a subsidiary in Arles in South France. In less than a week, she discovered that the company had paid bribes to win contracts. Quote, I uncovered the practices within a few days, said Ergorova Fenernins. They're not hidden. They were not hidden at all. Okay. A little bit of skullduggery right off the bat. She immediately notified her new supervisors in the USA. A week later, in Wichita, Kansas-based Koch Industries dispatched an investigative team to look into her findings. Bloomberg Markets Magazine reports in its November issue. By September of that year, the researchers had found evidence of improper payments and secure contracts in six countries dating back to 2002, authorized by the business director of the company's Koch Glyphs affiliate in France. quote, those activities constitute violations of criminal law, Koch Industries wrote in a December 8, 2008 letter giving details of its findings. So we're starting off with a little bit of old news here in this lengthy expose. The letter was made public in a civil court ruling in France in September 2010. The document has never before been reported by the media, but it's being reported now. Ergorova Farines wasn't rewarded for bringing the illicit payments to the company's attention. Her superiors removed her from the inquiry in August 2008 and fired her in June of 2009, calling her incompetent, even after Koch's investigators substantiated her findings. She sued Koch Glitch in France for wrongful termination. Obsessed with secrecy? Koch Glitch is part of a global empire run by billionaire brothers Charles and David Koch, who have taken a small oil company they inherited from their father, Fred. Fred, by the way, followed the Schumpeter economic model. Fred wasn't too well-liked by the Rockefellers. He was kind of squeezed out of the oil business. He had a better idea. He built a better mousetrap, and he had to take his refinery plans to Russia to market them, which he did. And then they came back. But anyway, his sons, Charles and David Koch, built their business into a chemical, textile, trading, and refining conglomerate spanning more than 50 countries. You really do yourself a favor by going up and reviewing their website. It's K-O-C-H. K-O-C-H. I think it's K-O-C-H.com, might be. I'll bet I'll have it in the chat room in 30 seconds or less. Koch Industries is obsessed with secrecy. What they talk about is creative, I think, destruction or disruption. Creative disruption. I think it's creative destruction is one of their business models. Creative destruction. Ordo ab caio. Anyway. Who've taken a small oil company they inherited from their father and built it into a chemical, textile, trading, and refining conglomerate spanning more than 50 countries. Koch Industries is obsessed with secrecy, to the point that it discloses only an approximation of its annual revenue, $100 billion a year, and says nothing about its profits. Why should they? It's their business, isn't it? The most visible part of Koch Industries is its consumer brands, including Lycra Fiber. So you're out there dashing about in your semi-naked state in your black Lycras, and, well, you're wearing the Koch cloth. Stainmaster Carpet, everybody's heard of that. Georgia Pacific, wow, is there anything that Georgia Pacific doesn't make, which Koch owns? It makes Dixie cups, brawny paper towels, and quilted northern bath tissue, so they got you coming and going. Charles, 75, and David, 71, each worth about $20 billion, are prominent financial backers of groups that believe that excessive regulation is sapping the competitiveness of American business. They inherited their anti-government leanings from their fathers, so at least on that point we can agree. Abolishing Social Security? Fred was an early advisor to the founder of the anti-communist John Birch Society. I'll share a little bit more out of John McManus's book this morning, along we're talking about John Birch Society, which fought against the civil rights movement in the United Nations. And anybody that's got a axe to grind with the United Nations is going to have to be a friend of mine. an enemy of my enemy, as they say, is my friend. Charles and David have supported the Tea Party, a loosely organized group that aims to shrink the size of government and cut federal spending. Of course, Dick Armey and Glenn Beck and those guys are all in this thing, too. These are long-standing tenets for the Kochs or Cox or Kochs. In 1980, David ran for vice president on the Libertarian ticket, pledging to abolish Social Security, the Federal Reserve System, welfare, minimum wage laws, and federal agencies, including the Department of Energy, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Central Intelligence Agency. And if you can't support that campaign, you ain't looking. At least he had the right platform. What many people don't know is how the Cox anti-regulation political ideology has influenced the way they conduct business. A Bloomberg Markets investigation has found that Koch Industries, in addition to being involved in improper payments to win business in Africa, India, and the Middle East, has sold millions of dollars of petrochemical equipment to Iran, a company the U.S. identifies as a sponsor of global terrorism. Well, that's a bunch of crap. If there's anybody that's sponsoring global terrorism, it's the United States and Israel. That's right. Anyway, if they're on the other side of this argument, once again, I'd have to say that an enemy of my enemy becomes my friend. The Koch method. Internal company documents show that the company made those sales through foreign subsidiaries, thwarting a U.S. trade ban. Koch Industries units have also rigged prices with competitors, lied to regulators, and repeatedly run afoul of environmental regulations, resulting in five criminal convictions since 1999 in the U.S. and Canada. Well, it sounds like they're just about doing everything that they do on Wall Street in Washington, D.C. You could make the same claims about British Petroleum and every other major corporation on the planet. It seems to be the sort of thing people do when they get to that level of development. But anyway, they got popped five times, got convicted since 1999, both the United States and Canada. From 1999 through 2003, Koch Industries was assessed more than $400 million in fines, so I guess they're a pretty good whipping boy, and they've got a deep pocket, right? Penalties and judgments, real good for the courts. In December of 1999, a civil jury found that the Koch Industries had taken oil it didn't pay for from federal land by mismeasuring the amount of crude it was extracting. Sounds pretty much like a government op to me. Anyway, Koch paid a $25 million settlement to the U.S. Well, it's more than the U.S. ever paid to us. Phil Dubois, or Dubose, a Koch employee who testified against the company, said he and his colleagues were shown by their managers how to steal and cheat using techniques they call the Koch method. Oh, how to steal and cheat. Like Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. It's like the handbook of the Clintons or something. Anyway, continuing, refused to falsify. In 1999, a Texas jury imposed a $296 million verdict on a Koch pipeline unit, the largest compensatory damages judgment in a wrongful death case against a corporation in U.S. history. The jury found that the company's negligence had led to a butane pipeline rupture that fueled an explosion that killed two teenagers. So that's $145 million per teenager. A couple of pretty pricey teens. And we just send them over to, you know, Afghanistan and Iraq and Iran and Uzbekistan and Tajikistan, and we blow the hell out of them for fun. Kicks and giggles, right? Well, Vietnam, you name it. We like killing teenagers. But boy, if these guys did it, they'll pay $150 million apiece for them. Former Koch employees in the U.S. and Europe have testified or told investigators that they've witnessed wrongdoing by the company or have been asked by Koch managers to take what they saw as improper actions. Well, this is a very, very long article. I'm sure. Hope you'll go and read it. We'll be back in a few minutes with more.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
So this very lengthy article continues here off the Bloomberg website regarding the Koch brothers flout law, getting richer with secrecy. Well, nothing really too new about it. But anyway, it goes on this way. Again, we're back to Sally Barnes-Solis, who now an investigator for the State Department of Labor and Industries in Washington, says that when she worked for Koch, her bosses and a company lawyer at the Koch refiner in Corpus Christi, Texas, asked her to falsify data for a report to the state on uncontrolled emissions of benzene, a known cause of cancer. Barnes-Solis, who testified to a federal grand jury, says she refused to alter the numbers. Quote, "They didn't know what to do with me," she says. "They were really kind of baffled that I had ethics." Well, Koch's refinery unit pleaded guilty in 2001 to a federal felony charge of lying to regulators and paid $20 million in fines and penalties. And then it goes on, there's corporate cultures here. Quote, "How much lawless behavior are we going to tolerate from any one company?" Close quote. Asked David Ullman, who oversaw the prosecution of the Koch Refinery Division when he was chief of the Environmental Crimes Unit at the U.S. Department of Justice. Quote, "Corporate cultures reflect the priorities of the corporation and its senior officials." So we got to ask, well, David, what about British Petroleum? Yeah? Well, Macondo gently waves. What about billions and billions and billions of dollars that were made by people that were invested in Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Barry the Usurper and his investment group and everybody else that seemed to profit from the ongoing catastrophe in the Gulf of Mexico? Where's your hanky ringing this morning? What's new about this disgusting mess? Anyway, what's going on with Dow Chemical? What's going on with the DuPonts? What's going on with Boeing? What's going on with the rest of these military-industrial complex profiteers? I guess we just single out those that we want to slap when they're supportive of Iran at a time when it's inconvenient to do business with Iran. Of course, they should probably get an award if they were to take their billions and go over and invest in the exploitation of the mineral deposits in Afghanistan. Maybe then they would get the award for being good citizens. Well, the White House is going to cut $25 billion more from a defense fund to the Veterans Administration. Tony Cabasio writing this one, he has, I guess, got top clearance here at Bloomberg. He gets to write articles by himself. The White House has directed the Pentagon to reduce its 10-year spending plan by another $25 billion, on top of the roughly $450 billion it's already planning to cut, according to three government officials, who remain nameless here. The Office of Management and Budget directed the action because the White House decided to protect the Veterans Administration's medical funding from cuts, said one of the officials. He's all big on medical, you know. All three spoke on a condition of not being named because they don't want to be known. So I guess it could be anybody. The Three Stooges would qualify. The reduction might mean a $1 billion cut in the pending $513 billion defense bill for fiscal 2012. Wow. $1 billion cut in the pending $513 billion defense bill. I guess we haven't cut that fat hog in the back nearly deeply enough, as George Gordon might say. The bill's already been reduced $26 billion out of $513. I would hardly ruffle your feathers over that one. Anyway, the OMB guidance came in early September, said one of three sources. A $27 billion reduction remains within the range laid out in the Budget Control Act, signed into law on August the 2nd. Anyway, they're not going after this nearly aggressive enough, but of course this is their pet baby. You don't want to mess with the Defense Department. You don't want to mess with the military-industrial complex. Think of all those pension funds out there. All those veterans.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, October the 3rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. You can find all of our archived broadcasts carefully stashed away for you right there on the homepage, oraclebroadcasting.com. Pull up one of the drop-down banners there, and you can find all of the show archives for this and all the broadcasts on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's right. You can download them for free for your own use and enjoyment. Or you can rebroadcast them to a much wider audience if you happen to have an AM and FM station in your back pocket. And we certainly hope that you do. You can also jump up and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com. Jump in our chat room each and every morning, and there's lots of information being shared in there now. And let's go on a little bit further. You know, we can talk about the Cox blowing their benzene all over the place. And then we can go over here and look at this one. Alaska to BP to Conoco count on Shell's bounty from the Arctic oil. All right? No, before you get your cock in a bunch and blow methane all over the place. Here we go. This one by Katarzynska Klemeniska. Direct from the Soviet Union or something. I don't know. She sounds like kind of an East Russian name there. Anyway, here's the article. The parking lot at the Millennium Alaskan Hotel in Anchorage was jammed at 6:30 a.m. on a Thursday as the floatplane marina at neighboring Lake Spinard. About 170 oil executives, tribal entrepreneurs, and state employees entered through a lobby adorned with stuffed polar bears and mounted moose heads. And that's right. And that's the truth. We do things like that in Alaska. We stuff polar bears and mount the moose head. That is exactly right. The pre-dawn visitors were there to hear Pete Slaby, 53, the head of Alaska operations for the Royal Dutch Shell's PLC. Wonder why the hell Royal Dutch Shell is in Alaska getting after our oil, but they're going to be. Outline the company's plan to drill in icy Arctic seas. They came because Shell's good fortune may also be their own. Goes around and comes around, right? The offshore fields the company is seeking U.S. permission to develop may contain oil valued as much as $2.4 trillion U.S. Drilling would set off a cascade of revenue for contractors, 54,700 jobs across the U.S., and $176 billion in federal, state, and local tax revenue through 2057. Anybody that says that oil doesn't pay hasn't followed the numbers. According to a study Shell commissioned from consulting company Northern Economics and the University of Alaska Anchorage campus. Quote, you're looking at decades of economic impact, close quote, said Cara Moriarty, the deputy director of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, in an interview. Production in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas would be a tremendous boost, she said. That's right. Among the winners, if the usurper's administration gives the required permits to the hog-based Shell, owners of the transatlantic pipeline, including BP PLC, ExxonMobil Corporation, which say they need more oil to keep it running, Statoil, and Conoil Phillips, which wants to win approval to develop their own federal leases in the Arctic, and Noble Corporation, which will supply a drilling vessel. Keep your eyes on that drilling vessel by Noble, all right? It's called the Discovery. You might want to look it up, Pilgrims. The Discovery by Noble Corporation. Quite the platform. Anyway, this is a big opportunity, Slaby told the audience in the September the 8th meeting, showing them an animation of Shell's spill response plans over a breakfast of eggs and bacon. They do have chicken in Alaska, although they probably had to import the pork. Shell's spending since Arctic leases in federal waters in 2005 is approaching $4 billion for drilling rights, engineering, government-ordered studies, and research. According to the company, the Chukchi and Beaufort Sea or Beaufort Sea deposits may hold 25 billion barrels of oil, Shell says. So you just run the math. 25 billion times $78 this morning will get you a ballpark figure of the dollar value of that crude. 78 times for a billion. Anyway, continuing until now. The native village of Point Hope, which juts into the Chukchi Sea, and environmental groups staved off the company by contending in court and in comments to government agencies that drilling might disrupt that fragile land, putting at risk the animals that provide the Inupiats with whale blubber for fuel, pickled flipper snacks, and seal skin for the drums they beat in time to traditional dances. Of course, they could stop using whale blubber for fuel and pickled flipper snacks and seal skin if they get on the boat here with Shell. Maybe they will. I think they're going to. And once they get a little bit of a taste for the money, they'll be hooked. They'll put those traditional dances and drum circles behind them forever. And that'd be a shame because they're so cute to watch. Have you ever had a pickled flipper snack? Wow. That's something else for sure. Whale blubber? Ah, yes, I'm not being cruel. I spent 1 year of my high school education in Nome, Alaska, and I know exactly what pickled flipper snacks and blubber smells like early in the morning. Have you ever smelled sealskin parkas that are wet hanging by a wood stove? Wow. Did you know that they use urine to cure the sealskins? Boy, that gets your eyes awake in the morning. The delay, better than coffee, by the way, the delay may end soon. In August, the company's won Interior Department approval for exploratory drilling in the Beaufort Sea near the North Slope towns of Dead Horse and Katowice. It's been a long time. Anaktuvik Pass. You know, you got to learn how to say that just right. It's Eskimo talk. The Environmental Protection Agency issued air quality permits on September the 19th for a ship Shell plans to use for drilling. This is a big one, by the way. It's the Discovery Noble Corporation. Schlabe says Shell executives met three times with White House officials, most recently on September the 20th, to talk about Arctic drilling. Well, there's a lot more. They're going to talk about the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. Oil flowing through the 800-mile Trans-Alaska Pipeline shrank to about 570,000 barrels a day this year from a record of 2 million barrels in 1988 as output from onshore tracks fell. The pipeline's owners, including BP, Exxon, and ConocoPhillips, say that petroleum in the pipes allows ice to form, wax to build up, and metal to corrode. We want those pipes flowing full tilt boogie. And let's add a couple of more pipes and add a few more natural gas pipes on top of it. That's my comment. Shell, which said it expects Arctic offshore production to start after 2020, why the wait, gentlemen, please, would use the pipeline to deliver its crude across the state to Valdez, the northernmost ice-free port in the U.S., Valdez. Yeah. Line about Valdez in one of the songs I wrote long ago. Beaufort and Chukchi are critical for our long-term future, said Tom Barrett, president of the Trans-Alaska Operator Alyeska Pipeline Service Company. I worked with them. In an interview, Alyeska employs more than 800 workers, according to its website. Well, that's that article, and we'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So that we can go on a little bit deeper into the news basket, I'm going to wrap it up with this one. Anti-Wall Street protests reach prime time. That's right, Charles Meade and Suzanne Walker writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. Anti-Wall Street protesters escalated with more than 700 arrests over the weekend, thrusting the once dwindling demonstrations into the national spotlight, of course. You know, you look at this, it's all social unrest, you know. Hard to call them all a bunch of leftist pukes because they're not. A lot of people are out and about, just like back in the anti-war protesting in the 1970s, late 60s, early 70s. A lot of people turned out because they were absolutely aghast, absolutely disgusted with the continuing war in Vietnam. Individuals like myself who had a brother, for instance, in the infantry in Vietnam, in the jungles, and getting letters and always wondering when the shoebox was going to come with the letter. There was a lot of popular outrage then. There's popular outrage today. A lot of social unrest, a lot of different kinds of signs if you watched any of the videos over the weekend coming out of this area in Wall Street. And the protests are escalating. But again, you know, you can see that the steering committee is clearly leftist, socialist, much the same as the Occupy Wisconsin Capitol sit-in. You remember back in February and March when they had the Solidarity Forever, you know, the arm, it's like that right arm salute, you know, that extended black power salute up in the air there. They got it on their website, on the website for Occupy Wall Street. Anyway, Target Republican Governor Scott Walker was then sit-ins. Of course, we talked about the free speech movement coming of age in the 1960s, an excellent book from the 10 Speed Press that you might still be able to find somewhere, perhaps on Amazon or from an obsolete bookseller, written by David Lance Goines. If you want to understand the free speech movement and what was going down in the 60s and early 70s, that's the book to look at, the free speech movement. It'll give you all of the Marxist overtones. Let you know who some of these people were that, you know, as their eyes were turned from ecology, they went on and then became the neocons. Anyway, here's the article. Anti-Wall Street protests escalating with more than 700 arrests over the weekend. Big news to get arrested. I mean, that's really what you want to do. You want to get maced in the face, clubbed in the head, drug off the field by your heels and turn into the back of a bus that's been converted to haul massive amounts of people and then booked into jail for a 24 or 72 hour hold. That's what you want. It makes you feel good. And if it makes you feel good, a lot of people got the feel good because over 700 were arrested. Of course, as these arrests continue to escalate, then of course it will make mainstream news. And that's the idea of the rally people. They want to be arrested. You've got to have arrests. You've got to have police brutality. You just can't develop the support. But the rallies, which began 16 days ago with the goal of occupying Wall Street for months, spread to cities including, do you remember, just what was it, 2 weeks ago, reporting out of Israel, where you had all those cherub-faced Jews in Israel. They brought their couches down onto the street. They were sitting in those $400 and $500 Eddie Bauer tents for a week, and they had their $300 down sleeping bags out there. course, that's all paid for by our money, but they don't want to talk about that. But I guess that sparked off the idea. They were sitting out there on, what was it, Rothschild Avenue or Rothschild Boulevard? So now they're over in a park here. Same kind of an idea, all right, same trick. Practice it over in Israel, then apply it in the United States. The rallies, which began 16 days ago with the goal of occupying Wall Street for months, spread to cities including L.A., Boston, Massachusetts, where 25 people were arrested September the 30th after police said they refused to leave the lobby of a Bank of America Corp building. Of course, that's called a sit-down or a sit-in. And you refuse. You go in, you occupy the building. You know, that's a surprising thing, isn't it? Everybody went down with Glenn Beck and the boys and Dick Armey's crowd and millions, supposedly, although that number is highly questionable. They marched on Washington, and then they sat out on the big lawn there on the, whatever it was, and they had their speakers and played their guitars and things like that, and then they left. That's how Anthony says, you know, I mean, why the heck didn't they go in and just sit down in Congress and refuse to leave? It's our building, after all. The next day, New York City police halted a march over the Brooklyn Bridge. JJ was there. He saw it firsthand. The next day, New York City police halted a march over the Brooklyn Bridge. I watched the video from above and took hundreds of activists into custody for blocking traffic. Of course, JJ says it was the police that blocked the traffic first, but, you know, that's what happens when you put up a barricade before and behind the protesters, just kind of penning them in, you know, and then you can just cherry pick those you want to bust. Some people, you arrested a very young girl. She looked like she couldn't have been 14. I don't know what that's all about. Some people arrested claimed officers had tricked them into leaving the pedestrian walkway. Well, yeah. The huge event on the Brooklyn Bridge is likely to bring thousands more into the movement. And that's what it's all about. Said T.V. Reed, a professor of American Studies at Washington State University, who wrote The Art of Protest, Culture and Activism from the Civil Rights Movement. Boy, that's one to look into carefully. To the streets of Seattle. Yeah, it's kind of like my hometown. Mm-hmm. Been there, done that too. On placards and in chants, protesters are citing Americans' frustration with a financial industry that received unprecedented taxpayer bailouts while damaging an economy in which unemployment remains above 9%, why were they at Wall Street? They should have been in Washington, D.C. The bankers didn't bail themselves out. Congress did. They aim to put Wall Street on the defensive just as firms seek to shape regulations and influence next year's general election. Well, there's more to that story. More cities are targeted. Protests have also been held in San Francisco. Yeah. I've been there, lived there in the Haight-Ashbury district, right on the corner of Haight and Ashbury, by the way. And last week, about 200 people met in a Methodist church in Philadelphia to organize a similar event in that city. That's Occupy Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Inquirer reported yesterday for a slideshow of Arnie Arbus's portraits of Wall Street protesters. Click here. Who cares? Oh, that'd be Amy Arbus's portraits. Well, she must be a budding young artist. Demonstrators initially struggled to build momentum, drawing a fraction of the 20,000 participants that organizers such as Adbusters, a group promoting the demonstrations. Adbusters, curious. Look into them after the broadcast. Aimed to lower Manhattan for the September the 17th kickoff, and said about 1,000 people showed up. That's not bad by itself. And by the time traders and bankers returned to work 2 days later, the crowd had dwindled to about 200. The number of protesters camping in Zuccotti Park, I wonder if you get Italian ices delivered in there, a few blocks from the New York Stock Exchange, fell into the dozens last week, so I guess things were waning a little bit. On September the 24th, a large group of weekend protesters, watches a New York Police Department deputy inspector use pepper spray on some participants. Amateur videos of the episode were posted to Google Inc.'s YouTube. Celebrities, including Oscar-winner Susan Sarandon and documentary filmmaker Michael Moore, stopped by to voice support. Well, maybe the pepper spray was a mistake, said Jon Stewart, the host of the news satire program, The Daily Show, joking on his September the 29th broadcast, quote, it was a hot day. Maybe that officer was reaching for his canister of cooling cucumber mist spray and grabbed the pepper spray by accident, Jon Stewart jokingly said. apparently he's never been maced in the face, or pepper sprayed, most likely, but it was probably funny. Provoking police is part of a protester's strategy to get noticed. Absolutely. That's an age-old tactic. Political science professor Michael Heaney, political science pro at the University of Michigan Ann Arbor, who's researched social movements. Well, that's about that. We'll be right back. Lots more to come. Stay tuned.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So sometimes, you know, it takes a good protest to get people you know, off the couch, and that's a good thing. But if people really want to do something, you know, effective with their time, my recommendation is to just take a look at the numbers. You know, if they want 20,000, 30,000, you get a 1 million man march on Washington, D.C. You know, we've got 3,066 counties all across America. We got about 177,000 local voting precincts. If we were to gain just a simple majority there in those voting precincts on the Republican and Democratic Party, at the very next election, we would be able to embed quietly, not with bullhorns and signs and T-shirts and slogans, but embed quietly within the established two-party political system, gain a majority in the political party systems, vote to merge them together into one Republican-Democratic party, and then proceed along my Operation Clean Sweep idea for about the next 12 years, and we could correct this problem, and then we could all go back to doing something more productive, like being entrepreneurs and getting on with our lives and giving our young a good lifestyle. But we're not going to do that. Instead, we'll just continue to follow the bullhorn boy and all of those out there that want to go that way, and we'll march up and down on the sidewalk, and at the end of the day, we'll invest a lot of money and a lot of time and have no results. That's usually the way it goes. But people will get arrested, and they might even be seen on a YouTube video, and that's cool. Now, John McManus, you know, we talked about the Koch brothers investing in the early John Birch Society. And John McManus, of course, he's the president of the John Birch Society. I got an email from his secretary the other day wondering if I still wanted to interview him. And I'm kind of on the fence. It's been a long time since I talked to him and invited him. But, you know, nevertheless, I might bring him up again. But this is a little booklet that I got when I went to a seminar that he gave up in Joplin, Missouri. Was invited by some friends of mine that are actually John Birch members. One of them's a Navy SEAL. Pretty nice guy, too. Anyway, this is called Dollars and Cents. Let's see what we got here. See what's going on here. Speakers are on mute. What did I do? Just put myself on mute somehow or another? Yeah, I did. Sorry about that. Just put myself on mute. Anyway, I couldn't hear a thing. But this is a booklet that was put out by, again, John McManus, Dollars and Cents, Solutions to the Economic Meltdown, where he lists seven solutions. Let's just see what somebody at the top of the John Birch Society might suggest as solutions. As more and more Americans become better informed about the nature of money, inflation, and what a dollar is, the following steps must take place in order to begin the process of extricating ourselves from this situation. Number one. Restate the only legal definition of the dollar ever provided, that it's the nation's monetary unit, and that it contains 371.25 grains of silver. And accompany that statement with a companion assertion that gold coinage shall be valued in dollars according to whatever the corresponding market value for gold may be at any given time. So that's the first thing. Let's just get down and get dirty. Let's get honest. And when Seth talking about currency and hand-to-hand money and Federal Reserve notes, let's talk about 371.25 grains of silver as a dollar and then establish the market value for gold at whatever it is correspondingly at the time. Two. While the U.S. Mint shall continue to stamp the people's silver and gold into coinage, there shall be no restriction on the coinage of these metals by private mints. That was the original intent, by the way. So as Hal Anthony and his friends in the mining districts go out and they find more silver and more gold and they bring it to market, then we'll take our gold and our silver to the private mints and stamp them. And people like Knothouse will be able to continue to make his rounds, and the others will continue to be able to make the Jacksons and the commemoratives and so on and so forth. But it's all silver, right? The only government involvement in this process shall be the prosecution of any persons producing falsely labeled coinage not equivalent in value, purity, weight, etc., to what is claimed for the coins by their producer. So if you're creating a lousy product, or you're coin clipping, or you're shorting the people, that would be considered unlawful. All legal tender laws that currently, this is number three, all legal tender laws that currently provide legitimacy only for the Federal Reserve notes must be abolished. Such laws have effectively given the Fed a monopoly. We need to break that monopoly and the Fed in that way. A restatement of the prohibition against government issuance of quote-unquote bills of credit should be made. Any bank or mint should be free to issue its own notes, provided there is real money to back them. Banks issuing unbacked currency should expect to be repudiated, even prosecuted. Remember, there has to be a clearing agency someplace. It needn't be the Federal Reserve, but there's going to be need to be clearing somewhere. Because if everybody's providing their own notes backed by currency, by gold or silver, something of value, an asset, then we're going to want to be able to clear those notes. And that was one of the big problems before. The Federal Reserve must be abolished. It must not be replaced by some federal agency which will have the power to repeat the process currently employed by the Fed. There's no authorization in the Constitution for the government to do anything but coin money and establish a standard of values. Let there be competition in the coinage of money. Competition will result in excellence, John McManus says, and I agree with him. All right? We need to get rid of the Federal Reserve System. They need to go bye-bye. Audit would be nice, but let's just help them to exit stage left. Bills have been introduced in Congress to abolish the Fed, audit the Fed, and cancel legal tender laws. Members of Congress must be encouraged to support enactment of these important measures. Well, on this ground, I somewhat disagree with John. I think that all of the members of Congress right now are bought and paid for whores, and they need to be given the same opportunity to exit stage left as we retake Congress. End deficit spending and unconstitutional programs, absolutely. If federal government programs are not authorized by the Constitution, they can be abolished. Foreign aid, education, housing, transportation, medicine, etc. The federal income tax can be abolished. Instead of doing something, federal officials must be persuaded to undo an array of existing programs. And so here, John probably has been listening to the broadcast, and he understands what Plan B is all about. What we really need to do at this point is to begin Operation Clean Sweep. We'll start at the top with the executive orders and sweep our way down through the several branches of government until we get all the way down to your town council, and then we'll do a roundhouse cleanup there as well. And then we can just start to live our lives in privacy and in peace. But back up to the Federalist Papers, number 10 by Madison. We left off yesterday in this discussion of number 10. No man is allowed to be a judge in his own cause because his interest would certainly bias his judgment and not improbably corrupt his integrity with equal, nay, with greater reason. It's a very important word, you know, reason. People don't like to be reasonable. They don't like to use common sense anymore. We don't do anything logically, even though in the beginning was the word and the word was logos. A body of men are unfit to be both judges and parties at the same time. We talk about parties and factions here in Madison's number 10. And it's important to understand that this is the bane of our system. The bane of our system. It needs to go bye-bye. Anyway, let's continue. A body of men are unfit to be both judges and parties at the same time. So how can you have Supreme Court justices appointed by a Republican, and then Supreme Court justices appointed by a Democrat, and so you got a bunch of lefts and you got a bunch of rights, and they have nothing but the spirit of division throughout the House, and they can agree on little or nothing, and do they do us any good? I don't think so. And what are the different classes of legislators but advocates and parties to the causes which they determine? Right? What are the different classes of legislators but advocates and parties to the causes which they determine? Is a law proposed concerning private debts? It is a question to which the creditors are parties on one side and the debtors on the other. Justice ought to hold the balance between them, yet the parties are and must be themselves the judges. And the most numerous party, or in other words, the most powerful faction, must be expected to prevail. Shall domestic manufacturers be encouraged, and in what degree? By restrictions on foreign manufacturers? Are questions which would be differently decided by the landed and the manufacturing classes, and probably by neither, with a sole regard to the justice and the public good. And so he continues, and he says, it is vain to say that enlightened statesmen will be able to adjust these clashing interests and render them all subservient to the public good. Enlightened statesmen will not always be at the helm. It's not a question of an enlightened statesman. You see, we have a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, but we've gone astray. We no longer have any representation ever since Abraham Springsteen created his radical red Republican Party. Right after the 1848 revolution, we decided to have a revolution here, and Karl Mordecai Marx thought that Abraham was doing a real good job, and he did. We got lots of parties, we got lots of factions. We don't have any representation anymore. They got rid of representation in England just before this country was founded, right about 1776. We carried the practice on for a while, but then we set it aside, and that was a mistake. It's been our undoing. We have no representation in this representative system of government, and that needs to be restored.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at OracleBroadcasting.com.
So continuing a little bit further here out of Madison's number 10 Federalist paper, it says here, the inference to which we are brought is that the causes of faction cannot be removed and that relief is only to be sought in the means of controlling its effects. Right? He doesn't think that you can get rid of factions, that you're always going to have factions. If a faction consists of a majority, if a faction consists of less than a majority, relief is supplied by the Republican principle, which enables the majority to defeat its sinister views by a regular vote. It may clog the administration. It may convulse the society. But it will be unable to execute and mask its violence under the forms of the Constitution. Well, you've seen that hasn't exactly worked out there, Mr. Madison. When a majority is included in a faction, the form of popular government, on the other hand, enables it to sacrifice to its ruling passion or interest both the public good and the rights of other citizens. So we have a faction in Washington, D.C., and most of our state as of today, not to give a pass on your county government, nor your city governments or your town governments. We have these factions in Washington today, and they seem to be doing something less than advancing the interest of the public good and the rights of other citizens. To secure the public good and private rights against the danger of such a faction, and at the same time to preserve the spirit and the form of popular government, is then the great object to which our inquiries are directed. There has to be a way. There has to be a way out of no way. We're going to have to make our way out of no way in all of this. Let me add, he continues, that it is a great desideratum by which alone this form of government can be rescued from the opprobrium, that's a delightful word, thank you, Mr. Madison, opprobrium, under which it has so long labored and may be recommended to the esteem and the adoption of mankind. But what means is this object attainable? Evidently, one of two only. Either the existence of the same passion or interest in a majority at the same time must be prevented, or the majority having such coexistent passion or interest must be rendered by their number and local situation unable to concert and carry into effect schemes of oppression. I encourage you to go up and take a look at this and read it for yourself. I've got to blow along through this kind of material on the air, but it really does require some careful consideration because many of our troubles are found right here in number 10. If the impulse and the opportunity be suffered to coincide, we well know that neither moral nor religious motives can be relied on as an adequate control. It's one of those that are waiting for the return of Jeebus. You know, get a grip. Morals and religious motives, they're not going to be relied upon as an adequate control. They're not found to be such on the injustice and violence of individuals and lose their efficacy in proportion to the number combined together. That is, in proportion as their efficacy becomes needful. And it continues. From this view of the subject, it may be concluded that a pure democracy, by which I mean a society consisting of a small number of citizens who assemble and administer the government in person, can admit of no cure for the mischiefs of faction. You see, when Congress gets together, when Congress assembles, they become, in a sense, a pure democracy. And as such, they become a place who assemble, administer the government, and they can admit of no cure for the mischiefs of faction. In fact, our system is sown. I mean, it's baked in the cake that we're going to have factions. We've got majority leaders. We've got minority leaders. We've got the House Whip. We got the Speaker of the House. We got the left side of the aisle. We got the right side of the aisle. We replicate all of the insanity of England on our own shores, and we needn't do that. The problem is not the system, but the parties. All right? And we can eliminate the parties because we don't need the parties. There's nothing in the Constitution that supports, nay, it even condemns this idea of party and faction. Right? So let's drop down a little bit further. The two great points of difference between a democracy and a republic are, first, the delegation of the government in the latter to a small number of citizens elected by the rest. Secondly, the greater number of citizens and the greater sphere of country over which the latter may be extended. The effect of the first difference is, on the one hand, to refine and enlarge the public views by passing them through the medium of a chosen body of citizens whose wisdom may best discern the true interest of their country and whose patriotism and love of justice will be the least likely to sacrifice it to temporary or partial considerations. Since you see, in the presidential preference primaries, we're more concerned about hairstyles. We're more concerned about suits and tie colors and what their order is standing nearest to the center of the stage and all of that than their wisdom or they can best discern the true interest of their country. We never talk about patriotism. We never talk about the love of justice. Because all these will be likely to sacrifice it to a temporary or partial considerations. We talk about parties. We don't have all of the candidates come together, Republican and Democrat, at the same time on the same platform so that we can listen to them all simultaneously. No, you've got to watch a Republican presentation, then a Democratic presentation, and then you have to scratch your head and wonder about all of the also-rans, what they're doing out in the parking lot, and why they weren't up there, too. Under such a regulation, it may well happen that the public voice pronounced by the representatives of the people will be more consonant to the public good than if pronounced by the people themselves, convened for that purpose. So you can have a very vocal minority, as they do in socialist countries in Europe, where they have a plethora. They have the multi-party system over there. You see, here we have the established two-party political system. But in a multi-party system, you can have a plethora or a small number, I guess I should say, of a very vocal minority, and they can actually win control of the government. What is the purpose of a political party anyway? It has gained proximity to a complete control of government. So we have a running coup, a revolution that happens every 2 and 4 years. That ought not be. Men of factious tempers, of local prejudices, or of sinister designs may by intrigue, by corruption, or by other means first obtain the suffrages and then betray the interests of the people. And that's very much what happens when you got the politicians in the hip pocket of Syngenta and Monsanto and Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, etc. These are men of factious tempers. Local prejudices. Oh, we're doing this because Boeing Aerospace is in my district and I have to represent Boeing, even though if you were to ask me on the private, I would say that I was opposed to the war, but because I represent this district, I've got to represent Boeing and Boeing Aerospace and Lockheed Martin, and we have to have 20,000 more Stinger missiles that can go missing overnight. If we don't have those missiles, why? The whole thing collapses, right? Anyway. The question resulting is whether small or extensive republics are the most favorable to the election of proper guardians of the public weal. Well, we can see whether you're looking at New Hampshire or whether you're looking at Texas. As long as you have the political parties involved in the system, it matters little. Why? Because the parties come carrying a platform. They don't come with instructions from their constituents. They don't come with instructions, no. They come with an ideology and all of the baggage and the ties and the pins and the support and the graft and the money. The question resulting is whether small or extensive republics are most favorable to the election of proper guardians of the public weal. And it's clearly decided in favor of the latter by two obvious considerations. And so instead of having just one large country, the idea was to have many small republics and that they would all then come together and reason one with another in a centralized location in Congress assembled. In the first place, it is to be remarked that however small the republic may be, the representatives must be raised to a certain number in order to guard against the cabals of a few. And that however large it may be, they must be limited to a certain number in order to guard against the confusion of a multitude. And that's why the Constitution limits those sorts of things. Well, that's it for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.